This is the adventure of the perilous bed, one of the great adventures in Arthurian romance. Well, he gives Gawain his shield. Gawain insists on the adventure and tells him, when you think the adventure is over, it has just begun, so stay under that shield. The knight approaches the castle, and it's all quiet. He enters the room of the perilous bed. The floor is absolutely slippery. The bed stands in the middle of this floor on wheels, and every time the knight approaches with armor and shield, a big heavy gear, the bed jumps away. And Heinrich Zimmer, talking about this adventure, says, this bed is like a reluctant bride putting up a terrific fight. And he says the sense of this adventure is the masculine experience of the female temperament, which is absolutely irrational from the masculine point of view, and asks primarily, without you knowing it, that you simply acquiesce in all of this. And when you have really shown your ability to take it all and acquiesce and remain in a decent relationship, then the boons appear, and we're going to see them in a minute. So Gawain finally makes up his mind. He makes a great big jump and lands in the bed, and the bed then begins dashing back and forth against the wall, banging the house, so the whole castle is ringing with noise. And then after a season of this, it stands perfectly quiet. And he remembers what he had been told. Things haven't begun yet. So he stays right under that shield, and 500 bolts come at him from all directions and bounce on the shield. And then 500 arrows from all directions. And then a lion enters the room and begins battering at him. He gets up out of the bed and goes to work on the lion and cuts off the lion's paw when the lion strikes at his shield, so that the lion's paw is now gripping his shield and hanging there. The blood from the lion begins to slaver all over the place. The two of them are slipping around, don't know what they're doing, and Gawain, completely knocked out, just goes like this, and his sword goes right through the lion's chest. The lion dies, and he flops on top of him. So that's the scene, and now quiet. And all the ladies, it's quiet. So they go down, and two little girls look in, and they see their knight practically dead, apparently dead, on the lion. And they go in, and they take a bit of fur from his gambeson and hold it to his nose. There's a little flutter. He's alive. So they bring him a little water and very carefully pour it in his mouth, so bring him to life. And the first thing he says is, pardon me that you found me in this disgraceful condition. I hope you won't mention it to anybody. So, with something like 500 wounds, he's brought up for curing. And all these glorious women standing around with the old queen, who happens to be his own grandmother and doesn't know who he is because she's under enchantment, curing him. He is being cured, and he looks from one woman to the other, and his heart is simply aching. Why? For the Orgeluse. None of them means a thing, but she isn't there. Well, that's the first part of his great ordeal. This is his courage and his one-pointedness.